The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, as always on a Wednesday, between now and 7 o'clock, we're going to try and provide comprehensive answers to your listener queries in relation to holiday matters. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch, you can email us here at thehardshoulder@newstalk.com, or you can just text us 53106, or you can contact thenoveltraveller.com itself with your queries. And she is literally a walking travel agent. Yeah. All right. So what we've done is we've delved into the post. Now, if you're listening about this and you said, I heard Ivan rabbiting on with Michelle last week about wine holidays, whatever, all of this information will be on our own website and on thenoveltraveller.com. So let's
Thanks, Ivan.
To our first. It's a wine holiday question. I'd read it out. Dear Michelle, I would like your advice on organising a wine trip to Bordeaux in May 2020 for three adults, all single rooms. No hanky-panky, obviously. Hotel for about four nights to include flights, airport transfers. What we wanted was daily trips to the vineyards, wine lectures and tastings. The full Monty. Thank you, says Doreen. All right, over to you.
Well, Ivan, I'm always saying travel agents are there for a reason. And there are actually even more specific ones like travel counsellors who will help you find exactly what you want and great detail. Doreen is great. She's given me a lot of information there. And I will say to listeners, if the more information they give me, the easier it is for me to find someone to accommodate them. Now, if you're paying out a lot of money, you know, someone like travel counsellors will definitely facilitate that. So a little bit, I suppose, I actually found someone for Doreen who does bespoke wine packages. And and she was very informative. She was telling me about Bordeaux itself. And Bordeaux is the sixth biggest city in France. It has a population.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Bordeaux because I remember very, very tragically, there was, I think his name was John Feeney. He was a famous journalist. He was a pal of the good and the great with the thing. And he went on this plane journey in May for the first of the Beaujolais wine. Oh. And they had this event on. And there was a plane crash and he lost his life at a very young age. And it was very sad. But the excitement was to get the first Beaujolais. So is May the right time to go?
It's a very good time to go for that reason and many others. The weather, of course, is going to be really beautiful. It won't be too hot, but it'll be really pleasant.
All right. So tell us a bit about the town of Bordeaux itself.
Well, it's got a population of about 250,000. So it's a nice size, very accessible. It's often described actually as a mini Paris. And with most of the development originating from the 18th century. So it has lovely limestone quayside and beautiful facades.
It's down south, is it?
No, it's halfway on the west coast.
Okay.
You know, just underneath Brittany. So culturally, there is a southern French feel, and it's ideal for outdoor living if you want your little bit of alfresco dining. And there's some beautiful coastal resorts to explore, such as Arcachon and Cape Ferret, which is kind of like, it's like a Martha's Vineyard style in the European kind of fashion. So a trip could also be combined with a visit to the Dune de Peel, which is a massive sand dune, which is like about a half a mile long. It's the biggest, and it was caused by the coastal winds of the Atlantic. That's a fascinating thing to visit.
Okay.
And a good place, of course, to start is to go to the official Bordeaux Tourism Authority, and that is www.bordeaux-tourism.com.
And would you say a week, a long weekend? What would be the typical best length of stay?
I'd say at least 4 days. At least, if you want to go out and explore outside Bordeaux, you'd need more than that. Now we have great accessibility as well, because Bordeaux is, has daily flights from Aer Lingus and has bi-weekly service from Ryanair, and Ryanair also provide a seasonal service from Cork. So it's very easy to get there. But Bordeaux is the wine capital, so I'd suggested that Doreen bases herself in the city centre, and from there target some wine regions such as Medoc or Saint-Emilion. Now I'd never forget my first glass of Saint-Emilion. It was my first glass of good wine because I grew up in the 80s when we had the old Blue Nun. Now, you'd have been drinking good stuff being a minister Ivan. You know,
I was drinking Blue Nun
and all that kind of poison.
Wasn't there some real winos drink? It's kind of like made by the, it's kind of very bitter. Oh, you see it to this day. I can't just think of it.
Oh, God. I don't know. But anyway, that's what we were drinking back
Buckfast.
Then.
Buckfast is the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. I knew Roisin would know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
All right. But the
Santa Milan is one of the best glasses of wine I ever tasted when I started doing it. And when visiting Bordeaux, the first stop should be to La Cité du Vin, which is a kind of a museum showcase for the wines of the world. And you should allow at least a minimum of 2 hours there. And you'll be given an interactive, listening device. But you will conclude with a glass of wine on the 8th floor, which is kind of a rooftop lounge of the museum. And it's a wonderful visit where you learn everything you need to know about wine. And you can also dine there. There are two restaurants that are open 7 days a week.
Is a Bordeaux wine both red and white? Or is it mostly red?
It's split into two parts, actually. And actually, I was informed about that by Maria, that there is kind of the clarets.
So we'll
hear about this. I actually went into great detail with this. I went off and asked a wine expert. I did, and I interviewed her over the weekend. And
this is Maria Madigan, right?
Yeah.
She's based in Dublin, is she?
She is.
She is the absolute wine guru.
Well, she's an absolute tour de force. She really knows it, and she has been taking people there for years.
She suggested, this is Maria Madigan, visiting Médoc as one of the main regions. Take
Probably best to target Médoc on a Saturday. You have the wine regions of Margaux, Saint-Julien, Pauillac and Saint-Estèphe. Names of chateaux familiar to many would be Margaux, Palmer, Layville Barton, Lynch-Bage, Mouton Rothschild, Lafitte Rothschild and Latour. Then Saint-Emilion, I suggest, very good for a visit on a Sunday. This is a beautifully preserved medieval town dating back to the 4th century. Again, like Bordeaux City, it's a UNESCO heritage site. There are over 200 kilometres of underground limestone cellars. The stone from these cellars was used to build the beautiful 18th century buildings in Bordeaux.
So what you're saying is you can do walking tours, cycling tours, you can visit the cathedrals and so on, and base yourself in Bordeaux and go to Saint-Emilion and go to Médoc.
Yeah, that is it. And Saint-Emilion is predominantly pedestrianised. So you can combine a wine visit with a heritage visit also. And there are lovely walking tours, cycling tours. And it has one of those lovely little slow trains that you'll see in towns like Biarritz and all around the coast of France. So it's also particularly well known for its gastronomy. It has fantastic beef and red meat and duck dishes, and they match the claret and the lovely Bordeaux red wines.
So let's go back to the red and the white, because they do a Sauvignon Blanc, do they?
They do. And that's a lovely option too, because they have lovely seafood, and that is the predominant grape variety, the Sauvignon Blanc, in that region. You can do a tutored wine tasting class as well in the city. And the tourist office in Bordeaux will advise on these. It's a great, it's right in the centre. And there's a wine school directly opposite that.
Okay.
And you can go to little courses.
Okay, so what do you suggest for accommodation?
Well, it has everything. In terms of accommodation, it has from 1 to 5 star. And also it does have its fair share of Airbnbs, which personally I don't really support, because I do believe the hotel industry is a wonderful, professional industry that needs to be supported.
Oh, I find the Airbnb so much cheaper. It feels like home.
I definitely think we're missing something.
We're missing out
on something, Ivan, with the Airbnb.
Well, there is quality, yes.
But anyway, Doreen specifically does want single rooms. So that is an option when she wants 3 single rooms, because when you book in a hotel, you will of course have a supplement for a single room. So the cost is to be taken into consideration.
Okay, so Maria has more advice. She's talking about the wine tour here, is it?
I asked her what her ideal wine tour would be.
My ideal wine tour would include visiting a large chateau, probably a corporate-owned chateau with showcase visitor facilities. Then I suggest a family-run chateau where you would meet the owner, winemaker, and learn about their family traditions over several generations. And finally, a property with an Irish connection like Chateau Lynch-Bage and Chateau Layville Barton. The website for booking your details of your wine tour would be www.visiteor-bordeaux.com.
And Maria can be contacted herself.
She can, yeah. You can get her actually by email. Now, she only does these select if you come to her with a group. But it's madiganwinetours@gmail.com. That's M-A-D-I-G-A-N, winetours@gmail.com. All one word.
All right. Well, Doreen, you got more than you bargained for. All you ever wanted to know about Bordeaux, wine, Médoc, Saint-Emilion. We'll go on to the next query. Dear Ivan and Michelle, I cannot really face the fuss of looking at another turkey this Christmas and preparing it, and the big clean-up afterwards. I really like to go somewhere that I can forget about work, enjoy myself, not too far away from Dublin. Have you any suggestions? And Catherine adds, P.S. A golf course is an option I would consider. All right, so what, I suppose this is now for the short enough period of the actual head wreck of Christmas Day, well, St. Stephen's Day, Christmas Eve, that kind
Christmas Eve, exactly. There are 2-day and 3-day packages all over the country. And actually on my website, I have a few options there, like Fairy Carrig and Cashel House in Galway and a few nice, lovely hotels. But for people who really don't want to travel, the Westin in Dublin is doing a superb package. It's really reasonable. And, it's in the centre of the city. So if other members of the family want to come along and join, it'll be easy to get into. They have lovely overnight packages too, because, of course, there won't be as many tourists coming to Dublin. So, you know, there's more availability in the hotels. So they have a package that includes a traditional Irish breakfast, dinner in the Moorlands Grill on Christmas Eve or on St. Stephen's Day, and a 5-course feast in the glamorous banqueting hall and with live entertainment on Christmas Day.
And will the man himself be there?
Well, I have on good authority that he is coming down. After all that work going round the world the night before, he is
Mrs. Claus is already up to her
He's actually going to, after he's delivered all the presents to the boys and girls, he's going to be in the Westin, and he's going to go around a few other hotels. So he's going to have to really dash around.
So what you're suggesting is to start with Christmas Eve lunch, is it?
Yes, absolutely. And you've got things there like Wright's Oak Smoked Salmon and chickpeas and sprouting broccoli and Cashel Blue Cheese and smoked out. It's a beautiful buffet, and it's from 12:30 to 3:30. And actually, people can just pop in there for €89 on Christmas Eve and have their lunch there, not stay over. That's just a one-off.
Okay.
But for the 2-night package, it's $545 per person, and that's 2 nights luxury stay, your dinner on Christmas Eve and on Christmas Day, and all your entertainment.
That is quite expensive, but it's pure luxury.
Well,
you've probably got to pay staff triple time and that kind of thing.
How much? You know, come out as super value at less than 250, 300 after you've done your shop for Christmas Day.
Well, that's just your wine bill alone.
Absolutely. I'm not including your turkey or anything or your Brussels sprouts. Like, they all add up, you know.
Okay. And they have a second package. So that's arriving Christmas Eve. It's 545.
Yeah.
If you arrive Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's six. It's for a 3-night package, it's 657. For the 2-night package, it's 495.
Per person sharing.
Absolutely. So you can pop onto that. And every resident gets a lovely Christmas stocking. Now, I actually popped down there to check it out for you in the name of research to see what they have going down. And you know what? This is a great idea for a Christmas present, because they are doing pick and mix stays running into the new year.
Pick and mix? You can meet a partner with you.
Well, no. It's more activity based now. But you can bring your partner with you and have fun with the activity.
What is it?
So this is for $280 for two people. It includes an overnight stay, breakfast for two, plus two unique add-ons. And the add-ons include things like a whiskey tour and tasting at the Whiskey
Museum.
So you
have a range of about several to pick
Absolutely.
From. And you can pick the mix you want to have. You get two of these. So go through them for me.
Each person gets two. You've got things like a private viewing of the Book of Kells in Trinity College. How many of us bother to go and have a look at it? And all the Americans have seen it before us.
Okay.
You know, you can have a styled blow dry in one of Dublin's top salons. You can have a manicure in the room. You can have a cocktail making. Actually, a lovely bubble bath with rose petals. I love that eye from the old rose petals.
And do you have people handing you olives and things like that and grapes?
Well, not quite, but I have to say they're very attentive. They're lovely
right.
the staff down there.
And you left out the whiskey tour and tasting at the Irish Whiskey Museum.
I said that at the beginning. And the hot towel shave in the Waldorf Barbers. So, you know, I could get the old blow dry and you could get the shave.
Right,
off
so the manicure from Fifth Avenue,
yeah.
The pint of Guinness in the Palace Bar. So what they've done is they've got all their neighbours around them and seen what we can do in walking distance.
Isn't it a great idea?
It is a good idea.
And I couldn't resist.
Gives you something to do.
Well, I went down to try the mixology class, which was for guests, and I had the best bit of fun.
I have no idea what mixology is. Let's take a listen.
Pouring the maple syrup like this on the spoon and putting in the drink.
Have you ever seen this before? No, it's maple syrup.
And that's it. It's our sugar. That's all
sugar.
That we need.
Okay.
We can leave this one in our mixing glass. After we're using two bitters, orange and angostura. Three drops.
Three drops.
Yep. One. Two.
You learn something new every day. So making cocktails is mixology. Is that you were talking to?
That was Evaldas, a lovely chap from Lithuania. And he had great patience with me. And even though there was a hole in my glass, and the cocktails kept just disappearing,
right,
Ivan. I don't know where they were going.
You've one other rural option, Mount Juliet in Kilkenny.
Well, I do, absolutely. And, you know, in the name of research, I went down, chatted to them just to check it out. And, you know, it is really an idyllic location and very exciting this year because, of course, they have the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open coming next summer. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people will be curious who haven't played the course before.
And Catherine did mention golf.
Yeah, so that's why I popped down there and spoke to them down there. Now, you know, you can enjoy arriving on Christmas Eve at dinner in the Michelin star Lady Helen restaurant.
Carol Singers.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Santa's going to pop around on Christmas Day and you can have a lovely Christmas lunch there. This is top of the bus. This is top market because the Hunter's Hotel has totally booked out. They've got 93 lovely rooms there, totally booked out. Only the Manor House itself, which has 32 rooms, is available.
So then on St. Stephen's Day?
On Stephen's Day, well, you've got your relaxed breakfast and you've got a range of activities to choose from on the estate.
The falconry.
And you've got you've got all sorts of things like. And
how much will it cost me?
Well, it's actually 2018 for two people.
Right.
So that is it. But you're talking luxury, you're Michelin star and you're everything else. So.
Okay.
You know,
that's okay. Now, that's on Ireland's Blue Book, and there are a number of things there.
And, you know, they have a wonderful selection of properties, and they're great for a Christmas present as well. And Mount Juliet's one of their most popular ones.
Well, as Michelle alluded to, she went down last weekend to check it out to see if it was up to scratch. She spoke to the manager of Mount Juliet, Alan Villalley, to hear how they're gearing up for Christmas.
We have a range of activities and experiences available. We have our equestrian centre, we have archery, we have falconry. We also have the Hound Restaurant, which is a casual dining restaurant located at Hunter's Yard. We also have the clubhouse and the golf course as well available for experiences, and the spa will also have wonderful availability over Christmas.
And Alan, I believe you have big news about your golf course in 2020.
Yes, absolutely. We were delighted to be chosen as the host for the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, which will take place in late May 2020. So we're preparing the golf course to be ready for what is Ireland's premium tournament.
How much would green fees be if you just want to go around and play?
There's actually a little tournament, a Santa tournament, for €40, which is a great opportunity for someone. And that's running over the Christmas time for people.
I heard my spies down there told me you got a facial.
I did.
Is that true?
And it was the best facial I have had in a very long time. Oh my goodness, it was amazing.
All right, let's move on. So a suggestion for a gift is, of course, a Blue Book gift voucher over 70 properties. Let's go to the final question. It comes from Siobhan. Hi, Michelle. I'm looking for new destinations to travel to in the new year. I've got MS and have been in a wheelchair for 10 years. I've been to a few cities. Vienna was excellent with great footpaths, but Rome was a disaster with the cobbled streets. Have you any suggestions for somewhere new that I could try? Ask Siobhan.
Well, I've done a good bit of research on this for Siobhan, and I found Spain has come out very high on the scores for travellers with wheelchairs. Both Ryanair and Aer Lingus will facilitate wheelchair travel, and I've been on lots of websites to check this out. You just have to make sure you do it at the time of booking. Like, my other half actually recently brought his dad successfully to Southend, and although he can walk, he's very unsteady, and all that was prepared beforehand for him with Ryanair. He was delighted. It went very smoothly. So, you know, there's an awful lot to think about.
So in terms of the challenges, we're talking about access, the footpaths and the steps and so on. Yeah. Public transport, I suppose, is another issue.
It is generally good in major European cities. But when getting down from the bus, the obvious hazards are uneven surfaces and footpaths. And of course, in Rome, you've got the cobblestone streets, which were such a trouble for Siobhan. That's why she.
So Tenerife seems to be top of your list.
Well, it is actually. I just didn't mention there. You know, dirty footpaths as well is a big problem, especially if you're rolling the wheels yourself. You know. So another issue, somewhere that isn't too hot or cold, and that's why I've chosen this for Siobhan, because the Canaries is an ideal winter destination, and you can go European cities are okay in autumn and spring, but you have to be careful with the weather. You don't want to be lashed on with rain. Do you know what I mean? And I've put a few travel agents and operators onto the case, and they were all agreeing that Tenerife is a terrific location because there's lots to do there. You've got the highest mountain in Spain with Teide National Park, which is actually a volcano, and you've got full accessibility to the park with, you know, special ramps and runways all around. You can see the beautiful Rock de
Give
Garcia
us some specific offers.
That. Well, this is from Cairns Travel, first of all, and this is going out on the 7th of February, and it's for 7 nights, and it includes your travel with your wheelchairs, etc. And that's going to Lanzarote. It's 972 per person, and that's staying in Santa Cruz, which is really lovely part, and that has a very special beach. It's got the Playa de las Terrestrias, and this is very accessible. So not only, you know, is wheelchair accessibility important, it's also important for families. And when you've got buggies and you've got kids and that to drag along, so, you know, that this beach is particularly well led. The whole beach is accessible, which is a wonderful treat. So that deal is with Cairn Travel. Then also Click and Go have got the Aquora Lanzarote Suites, and this is in Lanzarote, so this is another destination that's very well catering for accessibility travel. And that price, that's for 7 nights going in January. It's 569 per person, and that's staying in the 4-star Aquora apartments, and it's on a half board basis, so, you know, your food is included in that. And then finally, Sunway supply lots of great Club Med packages, and they are committed to providing access to as many guests as possible. So they recommend, they have ramps and lifts throughout a huge selection of their resorts. Now, you know, they're great for destinations in the Med and in the Caribbean as well. So I've picked one here in Portugal. And Portugal is one of my favourite places. I'm always recommending it to people. And this is staying at the Hotel de Baleal, and it's for 7 nights. It's 1,288 per person going out on the 26th of April. And for children, it's 1,379. Now, you know, the Club Med, everything's included there. You don't have to think when you go on board, especially good with children. So it's great that they've got this feature, because you might have a child in a wheelchair, you know, or you might have a child who's broken their leg, you know, and they're going to be in a cast for a while.
You might be bringing Nana. You might be bringing your mother. Yeah, absolutely.
There's all sorts of things to think about, you know. So I think it's really important to check this again with your travel agents. I'm always saying that.
And all of these are available on the noveltraveller.com.
They are indeed, Ivan.
All right. Well, that is an exhaustive list. Now, don't forget, if you've a query, get in touch. Text us 53106. Doesn't have to be that long. Just, you know, try and focus on what you really want to know about. Or you can email thehardshoulder@newstalk.com. My thanks, as always, to Michelle Jackson for that.
Thanks, Ivan.
And that's it for The Hard Shoulder for this evening. My thanks to the entire team. Mark Simpson, Aisling Moore, Dan Flanagan, Alex Russo and Roisin Davis. On sound, Michael Quilligan and Peter Malloy were doing the business. Off the Ball is up next. I am back on the telly tonight from 11 p.m. for The Tonight Show on Virgin Media One with Matt, and I'll be back here tomorrow on News Talk from 4. Don't forget, we're going to have a live external interview on our Thursday interview with Senator David Norris. We'll be having the crack with him. Until the next time, have a great night, and thanks for listening.